The mice is going to Tommy. I mean, it could be using the same oil, but even the mice is going to have more Tommy. Okay, boys, a quick sit-up before we start. When we learnt last time, we were talking about these oil lights we were talking about. So we said the oil lights is a gezeiras chazal that a person can't read by oil light. Because there's a very big danger. It looked like the oil lights often, they go up and down or whatever, they flicker a bit. And a person wants to read, he wants a nice clear light. So Chazal made a gezeira that you can't read by oil lights because we're scared you might interfere with the flame. We said already from Mishnah Berurah that our candles haven't got this problem. Our candles don't really have this problem because our candles, watch them, have got a good light, they give the same. Paraffin is questionable. What we did say was in the Kiddush last week, I don't know if it's it makes sense what we said, and that was a dimmer light, which a person, electric dimmer light, which a person sets, that is no problem, because the whole chashash is that the thing might change, it might flicker up and down. If someone sets a dimmer light, he knows what the light is going to be. So there's no chashash, we don't have a new chashash who might interfere with it, because he knows he set it and it's not going to flicker. So far so good. So we said a normal dimmer light, there's no chashash who might interfere with the light. What is a chiddush, or could be, I think it's right this, if someone has, for example, on Shabbos, he has all his lights go off at 12 o'clock at night, or 1 o'clock at night. And he has on the landing a dimmer switch, a light which is on very, very low. This person goes to sleep at 11 o'clock, 11:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, he wakes up, he can't sleep. So he goes out, all the lights in the house off. So he wants to read a bit, he can't do anything else, he wants to read. He wants to go to the landing and read by the dimmer light. That case is much worse, because that dimmer light wasn't set for him to read from. You know, it was set just for normally, so you have to get a bit of light at the night. If a person now wants to start reading there, that's the problem. Therefore, one shouldn't do that l'chayr on Shabbos. That's l'chayr a problem. I don't know. Yeah, is that what he said before? Well, choshi might interfere with the light? Possibly, I don't know. I don't know. Yeah? It's an interesting say that, because we don't normally find this chashash. By food, there's shem yechata. A person's very worried about his food. There, a person might interfere with the flame when the food's on, but we don't find this, generally speaking, with others. Yeah, it's a nice thing to do. A lot of good things to do. A person might make a mistake. You can't say you're mechuyev to do it because it can happen. But you can't say it's obligated to do it because we're not normally worried about it. You understand? Food is a thing a person is very worried about. He needs his food to be top, top. So that is a chashash. But generally speaking, we're not chashash for this normally. Sorry?
In the case of the oil lamp, you actually find and you still think, hey, you don't need the light. You don't want the dimmer switch.
True, but you might be the dimmer light. It doesn't say you're reading mummish by the candlelight. It could be that it's on the light there and you're sitting at the table over here. Might be you have to get up as well. It doesn't say anywhere that if you're far away from it, well, you have to get up. In fact, it says even Bakum, if it's a very high up thing, you're also gzera. So it could be even it's away from you, it's not mummish by you. I didn't mention all that telling by these lights for the last time. We said last time, we mentioned a few of them. First of all, we said we've got a shomer. If someone's watching you by these lights, it means you've got a shomer set aside to watch you. That's Musa. If two people are reading from the same sefer, that's also a shmina. And we said some possible now, if you put a notice on the candle, do not touch Shabbos, that's also a shmina. That also helps. And then there's another thing, if someone's reading the parsha of Banu Malikin, it's all to do with interfering with flying with lights. That itself is a shmina. A person's reading the parsha of the Mishnah of Banu Malikin, so it's unlikely he's going to start interfering with fire then, hopefully, otherwise, unless he's not learning, he's just sort of reading it through. I don't know what he's doing. Okay, that was it. Then we said also Leil Pesach, also Chiddush actually, to read the Haggadah by candlelight is also Mutter. It seems the possible take on because a person's shocked, he knows more or less everything in there. Must say it's a Chiddush, I don't know what it means exactly. I couldn't say the Parsha of heart without it, so I'm not sure exactly what it means, but the Maaseh, they say the compounds and brings that, that's alright. Okay, that is the end of dimmer switches. The next one's a very interesting topic, this one I'm going to do with Havorah, that is taking a shower on Shabbos. What's the problem? So I said, let's posh it.
Cold shower.
I'm actually referring to a hot shower.
Hot shower?
Yeah. We've come to a cold shower, but let's talk about a hot shower.
As soon as you turn the water on, it
comes. Okay, so I thought so. There you go. That's a simple problem. I said, what's the problem? That someone, the marshal, wants. You can't turn the hot water on, obviously, because you've got a problem. Bishl, Havora, Boina, maybe, yeah. So let's say a goy put the hot water on. The goy was having a shower himself. The goy put the water on himself. He wants to have a nice shower, and you ask him when he comes out, once he's in there, don't ask him, turn the leave on. Can you have a hot shower on Shabbos? So this is a very interesting Gezeiras Chazal actually over here. It's a whole simon shulchan aruch, simon shin chavov. The Chazal don't allow a person to have to wash himself on Shabbos. Very, very chomer, actually. What? Yeah. Also, lirchets kol guf. A person mustn't wash his body. Afilu kol eiv ve'eiv levad. He washed each limb independently. Afilu b'mayim shulchum erev Shabbos. In fact, Chazal was so far that even water that was heated on erev Shabbos. I mean, if you heat the water up on erev Shabbos, you mustn't use that water on Shabbos on your body. Let me just explain. We're talking about hot water. Divide between hot, cold water is another part. We come to cold water. Divide between hot water. What happens is a person who wants to wash himself with hot water on Shabbos. That means he can be perfectly heter. He's got his urn burning, let's say, and he wants to take hot water from there, and he wants to wash himself with that water. We'll see what that is called exactly. Is that allowed? What?
Limb by limb.
Time into all this, I'm going to explain to you. I just want to first of all explain to you what the gezeira was. Why did Chazal have a gezeira over here? What's wrong? Chazal were worried. It used to be in the times of Chazal, it looks like the balonim, the bath attendants, used to heat up the water on Shabbos itself. An unbelievable thing, actually. Yisrael and Eden. They used to heat up the water on Shabbos itself. They wanted, it seems like a motzei shalt, people want to have a nice shower, a bath, or whatever. So they used to heat up the water on Shabbos itself. And they said they did it on Erev Shabbos already. They had it on Erev Shabbos done already. But they were really doing it on Shabbos. So Chazal said, right, that's it. We don't allow any washing with hot water on Shabbos. Nothing could be working. The whole mechas would be closed down.
Even your own house.
They made a far-reaching gezeira. This gezeira works everywhere. Even your own private house. No hot water may be used on Shabbos. Yeah? It applies even if the water was heated before Shabbos. And it applies in one's own house. No chiddush, bath, shower, any sort of washing is also. So now there's an interesting thing. There's two things. We're talking about one thing is if water was heated on Shabbos itself. That means, let's say, for example, a goy heats that water on Shabbos itself, for himself. And you're left with hot water there. That hot water is completely also on Shabbos to use, even for one limb. Even for one limb to use that water is also. Water that was heated on Shabbos, that water, even down the heter, yeah, it was heated on Shabbos. Let's catch what I'm saying, yeah? It was heated on Shabbos by a person. That water is also to use on Shabbos, even just to wash your little finger in it. I can't tell you. Divide it by general Baruch Hashem healthy people. If water was heated on Erev Shabbos, and the water is still hot, then you can wash Ponov Yodov Araglov. In fact, you can wash more, actually, as long as it's not the majority of your body. So a person can wash his hands, his feet, his face, and other parts of the body, as long as the majority of the body has not been washed on Shabbos, only if the water was heated before Shabbos.
Majority, I think,
one go? No. Oh, so 1 minute, depends. That's a good question, actually. 1 minute. We're talking about one go. Right, let's talk about one go, yeah? Let's talk about one go. A person has got a hold of a bucket of water, hot water. So if the water was hot because of Shabbos itself, and is the goy heated that water on Shabbos for himself, perfectly mutter. He did it for himself. He didn't even know you were coming. And you come along later, let's say, for example, and the water's left over, he's gone away. Let's say you can use that water. You may not use that water on Shabbos, even to wash a little finger. If the water was heated before Shabbos, and it's still hot, so you're allowed to wash Ponov Yodov Araglov. Pashtus, it's talking about in one session. That means, for example, now I want to wash my hands, feet, face, and I want to wash the minority of my body. I can wash that. If 2 hours later I come back and I want to wash another part of my body, l'chore, that's mutter. Yeah, that's a different session. That's a different setting completely. That l'chore is okay. But in one session, one can only heat up, one can only use water, which is for the minority of the body, if the water was done before Shabbos.
It's 2 hours, 5 minutes.
Yeah, that has to be. I don't know if it can be. If it's mummies, I don't know exactly the shear.
You dry yourself and you go back in again.
Yeah, that's a good question, is exactly. I'm not sure. Plus, that's called one setting. I don't know. That's mummies are wrong. It has to be clear that it's a different session, I think. Yeah, I have to check it up. I've got to check it up at this point. Let me just write it down a minute.
You're drying yourself, remember?
Yeah, it's true, but it's clear what you're doing, the mummies. You want to wash your whole body. You're just doing a little dray. It's clear that you do your washing. It's one washing session. You made a 5 minute gap. You just got out for a little breather, but the mummies, it's clear what you're doing. That's a good kasha, actually. I think the storm of the voice is very inconvenient. Chazal didn't want to make it. It's a good kasha with us, actually. If Chazal asked it as the balonim, why should they make a difference between Ponyo if it was done in the air of Shabbos? The storm is a gezeira, it's very hard to keep. The Chazal want the glass sitting in the table. It's too difficult otherwise. Problem. It's a good question. It's a good question. As opposed to? Yeah, that's a good point, actually. He's quite right. That means that the guy heats that water on Shabbos himself, I mean, there's always a gzeira very often Shabbos Yad Bishvila, yeah? That he might do it for you. Let's say the guy heated that water himself. He didn't know you were coming. He didn't know you were coming. He wanted to have a cup of hot water. He wanted to heat that water for himself, a nice cup of hot water. He goes out of the room, he's not there anymore. You come in. That water, you can't wash your hand, you can't get the finger in to wash yourself. But you want to make a cup of coffee with that water, that you can do, Taka. Chazal didn't make gzeira on that. Chazal only made the gzeira on washing. It didn't make gzeira on anything else in that water. So that's Taka, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's number one. Water that was heated on Shabbos by itself, Lamoshal, this is different now. Lamoshal, let's say water was heated on Shabbos by itself. That means a person put on before Shabbos an urn. Forget about the problem of Shehiya. Let's say he's got around, no problem with Shehiya, he's got a blech on. He put on a minute before Shabbos, and now it cooks during Shabbos. Shabbos morning, the water's going to be boiling hot. Is that called water that was heated on Shabbos, or is that called water that's heated on Erev Shabbos? And the Maaseh that the Poskim say, many Poskim say, is that's called water that was heated before Shabbos. And that water you can use upon a Yotav or Raglav. That is allowed to be used, because you didn't do any action on Shabbos. All the action was done before Shabbos. It's true, the main heat was given on Shabbos itself, but you've not done any action on Shabbos itself, and therefore it's considered as water that was heated on Erev Shabbos. Sorry? In a minute before Shabbos, you've done nothing on Shabbos. It's on the fire. You must really got a problem with Shehiya, yeah? You mustn't need water. Well, I mean, unless you say, because here you do it for washing. You have to know how you get around the problem of Shehiya, but there must be in the case of where you got around the problem of Shehiya, that's okay. This can be Nogea sometimes. Some people have got in their houses 40 pipes. The pipes were put in properly, and the hot water pipes touch the cold water pipes. And when you turn your cold water on Shabbos, what happens is water comes out. That's quite hot, warm water. Are you allowed to use that? Doshim Skam doesn't make a difference. The water was heated on Shabbos. See, I tell you, it's interesting what happens. If that water was there before Shabbos, then you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. If new cold water came in and it got heated on Shabbos, that's awesome. You can't wash your pon of Yodav Raglav with it. Even if it's not Doshim Skam, the Maaseh, the water was heated on Shabbos. Let me just come to that. It's an important point. What's called hot? Now, my friends, I must tell you, when Chazal made a gzeira, it has to make sense as gzeira, yeah? Chazal not going to make a gzeira that you can't heat up water for a bath 80 degrees. You have no normal person going to go into a bath for 80 degrees. It's obviously talking a person's going into a bath. Could be, or it could be not like that. It could be just make it warm like that. The positive take on that warm, actually hot over here means anything. I'd read out the lesson of what's his name? It's got a few dimensions. It's hard to know what the shear is, but the Maaseh, I'll give you a few examples over here. Shear choyim ha'mayim she'nes v'chita. What's called hot? Ha'posuk don't amar shear choyim ha'mayim she'yikir ha'mayim l'inyan gzeir z'chita. Come a day, l'inyan Maaseh, yesh ma'cha yishkot z'chol shem ha'gishu ha'mayim chamim. As long as you can feel a bit of heat, that's already awesome. Hard to know what that means. It's already a bit of heat. Yesh yikot z'chol shu pochit v'midas ha'choyim she'dev ne'odom nichos b'yayim choyim. Must be less than what you do during the week. Others say it's body temperature, which is very little actually. I went to the mikveh and I looked at the mikveh, and in the mikveh press we say you've got a digital display of the temperature. My son didn't try the other one. There were two there. One was 40.1 and one was 36. The 40.1 is not boiling, you can go into it. But the mice is hot. No. That's awesome. The 36 one, pastures, is not called hot. It's below other side, yeah? What?
It's lukewarm.
That's really not called hot. That water is not awesome. Such a water like that would not be awesome to go into. L'chaira. Yeah? That's true. 36.1. Many others say that the criteria is body temperature. I say body temperature is the criteria. So what's body temperature? About 37, 38. So, and what? 37.6. So anything above 37.6 is already called hot. Less than that is Chazal won't make it to make zero on that. Yeah? So that could be an interesting thing as well, the mice over here. Again, the same shite about this thing about you didn't do anything is the Moshal time switches. Let's say water got heated on Shabbos with a time switch. Is that a problem? Can you use that water on Shabbos? Is that cool? That's a, sorry? So it depends. You didn't do anything on Shabbos. It depends on this shayla of like what we said before. If you put an urn on before Shabbos, and it gets heated on Shabbos itself. But you didn't do anything. So that's a bit of a machlok apostium. He brings over here. But is it still boiling hot?
No.
It's completely cooled down. Yeah, but that's much worse. It's lost its heat. If it's lost its heat, I don't know how you're going to get it back on again. But then also, let's say it goes back on again, and the chur is like a new bishel. And that could be like a new mice on Shabbos itself.
Oh,
it's not a time, you mean? Oh, so a timer, I'm saying, is a big machlok. That is the question. A lot of people are maker with a timer. They say you're not doing anything. A timer, a lot of people say, it's got a din of Mayim Shehukum Erev Shabbos. It's got the same din as water that was done on Erev Shabbos. You can only wash Poliyot Varaglov in it, yeah? Again, even this case over here, let's say the time switch has not called doing a Mayim on Shabbos. Make this clear again. Chazal made a distinction. Water that was heated on Shabbos, even one limb you can't wash. You can't put your finger in it to wash. Water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, Chazal allowed you to wash your hands, face, and feet. So it makes a difference. If this time switch is not called doing an action on Shabbos, it's got the din as though the water was heated on Erev Shabbos, which means you can use it for washing your hands, feet, and face. If it's got a din of being heated on Shabbos, then you can't do anything with it.
About
Dutch Shemesh? Well, Dutch Shemesh is an interesting question. Yeah, well, what din that's got? Yeah, he speaks about Dutch Shemesh over here. I can't remember what they're passing about Dutch Shemesh. Yeah, Dutch Shemesh into questions. There's some, yeah, I can't remember what they're passing about Dutch Shemesh. Yeah. 1 minute, he's got a good question over here. I'll just tell you, it's right actually, was asking. Yeah, after about washing.
Yeah, but you mentioned also that it could be anything.
No, there's no chitzah. No chitzah, but it's an interesting question, the Moshe. Let's say, for example, he's asked, let's say someone's got heater on. Someone's got a heater on Shabbos. Can you stand there, let's say you've got your hands wet, can you stand over the heater to get your hands dry? That's the Shulchan Aruch says one shouldn't do that actually on Shabbos, actually. But the issue is only on Rechitza. There's no issue on Rechitza. The whole issue over here is only on Rechitza. Okay, this case over here makes a difference. If the water was cooked before Shabbos, then you're allowed to wash Poliyot of Raglov. If it was cooked on Shabbos itself, even one limb is a problem. Sorry, if it was cooked on Erev Shabbos, then you're allowed to wash your hands, feet, and face. If it was cooked on Shabbos itself, everything is also taught to do, yeah? So now, taking a shower on Shabbos, let's say, for example, so that's very problematic. So let's say it was set before Shabbos. So all the hot water's coming out, now you've got a problem. You can't wash Ponov, Yodov, Raglov, even if the water's getting heated up as it goes through, yeah? But let's say it's like a time switch. Let's imagine it's got a din of a time switch. Possibly it has, but you're not doing anything. So if it's got a din of a time switch, you could wash Ponov, Yodov, Raglov, but that's it. So you couldn't take a whole shower on Shabbos, for example. That wouldn't be allowed. According to what we're learning so far, one would not be allowed to take a hot shower. What about a boy say if you set the shower that's cold or warm, lukewarm? The water's not hot. What?
The cold shower, you can turn on Shabbos.
The cold shower?
You can turn on Shabbos.
Yeah, but I don't know if you can get something. How can you get a cold shower to work?
Not electric one.
Yeah, you can get someone's got to take the tax, for example. But who's going to go in the cold shower? Say, yeah, someone wants to go in the cold shower.
It's a very hot day.
Let's see. Master, what are you saying about this? So far, what I'm saying, can you have a cold shower on Shabbos? But what Chazal made a gezeira on hot water upon the Yod of Araglov. If it's done before Shabbos. What?
Cold water
no chashash. Cold water no chashash. I'm coming to my friend. I'm finished yet. But from what we've said so far, Pi Shulchan Aruch, there's no problem, yeah? Pi Shulchan Aruch, there's no problem over here. So the problem with it, what he's saying is right. The Mishavur brings down in Sipkot Chavov. It's nothing to do with Yod Chazal. Nothing to do with Yod Chazal. Chazal, there's a minig of Klal Yisrael not to wash one's whole guf, even in cold water. It's a new gzeis in Sipkot Chavov. Mishkot Chavov, we'll finish with this. In Shir Chavov, Sipkot Chavov. Mishavur brings down. Kosra Poskim. No, I do. The meaning in Klal Yisrael is Shaloi Lirchet Klal B'Nohar of the Mikveh. The Motzer is not the Leisit Tzara. A person mustn't wash his whole body, even in cold water. This is to a new gezeira completely. And no, it's cold. Nothing to do with Gzeiras Chazal. A person doesn't wash his whole body because of certain things that can go wrong. The motzah lo yisit asai and come to squeeze out your hair. The oid kama tan and ayin go wrong. Ayin tvila, ayin lekame. See you tomorrow, Rosh. All right.
Married.